she never feels embarrassed when she doesn't know something, because it means that she's going to learn something.
What's Your Story is a Heartlines initiative that gets people to understand each other better through sharing their stories.
When I started here, they were all welcoming me and I felt at home. Then we started working. So when we were working, with all the clinics in Khayelitsha. We used to go together sometimes as they would start chatting. So out of our chats is where the relationship became bigger, because she's a very curious girl. That's how it started.
I started here a few months before Ivy did, but only, I think, 3 months. When Ivy started, she just fit right in. And I was so jealous. I was like, I wish I could just fit into a place, because she is so warm and open and generous with herself. I thought Ivy was like 35, so I called her Gorgs because she looks so young, but she doesn't know how to use the printer and then attaching documents to emails, she's learning these things. So it's very much an affectionate term, because she's so different, I think, to a lot of people I know. When I really fully realized the depth of Ivy's experiences, was it in December when Cyril Ramaphosa had just come in? I'm like, Ivy, what do you think? And then I said, you know, my parents told me about 1994 elections and just how exuberant everyone was. And I had this beautiful picture in my head about what 1994 elections had been. And I said, like, Ivy, what was your experience? And her experience was completely not that. It was about being in Khayelitsha and being obstructed from voting, and how there were taxis actually lifting people for free from Tegucigalpa because the government had shut down
the stations,
the voting stations. And it's just so disparate to what I had experienced or what I had imagined. And that's when I wanted to get to know Ivy more, because she is so, I mean, like, she's like the sunshine, right? And you don't realize that she's had really hectic experiences, because she is just so beautiful and so generous with herself.
As I grew up in the rural areas, there were few white people around our areas. There was a gap between us, because we see them when we go to the shop. Sometimes you go to the shop to sell. Sometimes you go to the shop to buy. So we used to meet them that way. But coming to the urban areas, it was sort of changing the story. Because now you meet often in the workplaces, you meet with the white people. When I met Sasa now, she's this child who's so free, who's so curious, who wants to know everything, who appreciates whatever you do. If we go there in the areas like Khayelitsha, we saw Amangqina, we'll go to running me and her by this bulk of Amangqina, and on the road we're like grabbing the Amangqina. He's more interested in our culture things. And the other thing that is very common between me and her, we like to please our patients as much as all in our team. We want to achieve that. But I think it's more when we're together with Sasa, because we always want to know your opinion. What do you think about this? What do you think? It's like she's taking the decision, she wants to confirm is she taking a right or wrong decision? What do you think? Always want your view on what she's doing. And I think this friendship is just starting, because we less than a year knowing each other. I think it's going so far. And for me, it's a good thing, because it's like closing a little bit the gap between the blacks and the white. And even for the people that are outside there, the one time we're in another clinic here anyway, me and Sasa, we saw this Amangqina and we're running to this Amangqina. And the one tata in a distance said, Umlungu, Umlungu. And this Mlungu doesn't care. He wants a manqina.
The one time I was telling Ivy a story about how my husband didn't know that a mango had a pip inside. And I was like killing myself laughing. And she was like, she never feels embarrassed when she doesn't know something because it means that she's going to learn something. Ivy's quite well known in Khayelitsha. You walk into a clinic and the doctors are saying, please, will you send her back to our clinic because she's so nice. So there's already this huge level of respect. And I haven't always had positive experiences with nurses. And that's my own prejudice and my own experience. And I think that's really been completely shifted with Ivy because she is, I can't fault her as a nurse. I mean, her clinical expertise are phenomenal. And the way she engages with patients and other staff members is really something I admire. I think she's very right when she says we care a lot about our patients and she'll go above and beyond for a patient. I mean, her and another counsellor came back to the office the other day to tell a story about how they had ended up in a really dangerous part of the informal settlement with gangsters and drug addicts. And there was Ivy in this beautiful yellow dress, like the sun. And I could just imagine her in this, in the dodgiest situation with a guy with a gun, and there she is, just in this beautiful dress, doing what she had to do for the patient, and it just really encapsulated everything that she is.
I am Justine Farger.
I'm Ivy Apolisi.
This is our story. What is your story?
Thank you for listening. For more information or to share your story, visit our website on www.whatsyourstory.org.za.